Good evening and welcome to my review of Game 5 of the semifinals for the NALCS 2018 Summer Split. Not semifinals. The third and fourth place match. So the semifinals losers match, essentially. TSM versus 100 Thieves. And this is Game 5 of the series. I put a poll out on Twitter and we had about 50 people vote in about 15 minutes. And the vote came back as Game 5 overwhelmingly as the one to review. And that suits me well because I think it's a very exciting one and came down to some very intense clutch moments. And then there was a winner, which of course was my team. And in this review, we're going to look at a little bit of what 100 Thieves could maybe do better to try to win the game and look at what TSM did well to win the game. And I'm probably not going to... I'm going to talk a little bit about what TSM could have done better, but not in detail, obviously, because I don't want to... give any information to our opponents who we have to play against this following weekend in the gauntlet to qualify for Worlds. But yeah, I think we should have a good time. And as always, I'm using, somebody's already asked, actually on stream. You can check these reviews out live, by the way, if you come to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/mindgameswalden. But anyway, if you're watching this on YouTube, the tool that I'm using is called shadow.gg, and it is the analytics tool for pro teams that is out there, and I have a copy of it because I like using it. They have one of my favorite features ever, which is the deltas feature, where I can put two timestamps basically somewhere on the timeline and then see the difference or the swing in golden experience between those two times as the game progresses or as I switch those around. And that's very useful for me because then I can objectively say whether or not a play was good or bad, not because a kill resulted or a turret disappeared, but because I can see exactly how much experience and gold swung globally from team to team in one direction or the other, between two timestamps. So anyway, for the now, I'm going to turn the delta features off so that I get a more compressed view. And why don't we dig into the game? So let's get started. By the way, if you want to ask questions, just post them in the Twitch chat. And if you see me answering questions, you guys on YouTube, they're coming from the Twitch chat. So we'll start with the draft. Here we have, I believe, because 100 Thieves was seeded higher, that they picked sides for 1, 3, and 5. So for this game, they picked blue side, which means they had a blue composition and plan going in, and we were stuck with red side. So they banned Akali, and we banned... Shoot, I'm actually not sure if we banned Olaf or Rakan or Kindred, if this goes left to right or right to left. I think I'm going to assume it goes right to left. So let's go with Akali. We banned Kindred. They banned Varus. We banned Rakan. They banned Shen. We banned Olaf. I think Olaf was unbanned in one of the first few games and then banned again later, if I recall correctly. And I think Shen is maybe a new ban from them on blue side. I didn't really look at their other blue side games. But anyway, did we unban GP? We may have unbanned GP here. But anyway, they first picked it. So they're going with a physical damage top laner, and they're allowing us to counter it, which is interesting because they've gone for tanks otherwise in the series, aside from the first GP game, I think, maybe that they had. So here they're banning the take setup. And we respond with the blind top pick by taking a blind AD carry and then a blind flex pick, looks like, because obviously Camille can be played top and in the jungle. So then they respond with by taking the AD carry in response to Kai'Sa. So this can be either be a safe pick into Kai'Sa or a blind or a counter pick. And then they pick Alistar without seeing our support. So they're basically blinding their bot lane support now, which gives us a chance to draft a pressure lane if we want. So that's nice. Oh, but it's also probably a pretty safe lane to survive through. Trist Alistar. Even if they get like pushed into tower, they're not really going to lose tower damage to a Kai'Sa because... the wave can be cleared fairly easily. Okay, and then we have the mid pick, which technically is a flex. You can play it sport like C9 does. You can play it mid like C9 and TSM do. And you can play it support. Obviously, Mythy knows how to play Zillion. It's just not us. It's kind of a niche support pick in a way. But it's definitely a viable one. Okay, so they have top lane, and we have mid jungle and mid top. So there's going to be crazy bans here. Like, essentially, 100 Thieves could ban out supports, or they could ban out top laners, maybe if they think Camille is going jungle, or they could ban out junglers. They kind of don't want to do that because they still need a jungler, but they could also, yeah. We can ban out mids, we can ban out junglers if we're going to put Camille in jungle, which of course we are, so if we're going to put Camille in jungle, then we're going to ban out junglers. But we don't know that we're going to put Camille in jungle yet, because we haven't gotten to the end of the draft. So it's also dangerous to ban out junglers in that case, because we might want to flex Camille top. So looks like that basically TSM chooses to ban mids. So like kind of like Zillion is a blind pick, but then they ban two mid laners that they don't like. And 100 Thieves chose to ban supports. Makes sense, right? They have their support, we don't. So they ban probably two supports, which would give Alistair a tough time. Alistair and Trist a tough time. And now we pick Morgana. Because Morgana is pretty darn good in Alistair. I think this might be actually the first winning lane that we drafted Jesper in 15 games, technically speaking. I think it's hilarious when I watch the Reddit analyst talking about how, like, complaining about how Jesper doesn't win lane when, because he's one of the best players in the world, and Mythy as well, and because they're so consistent in terms of, like, losing gracefully, that TSM is able and willing to often draft them completely losing lanes, because then we get a better team fighting support and a more scaling AD carry, and we can blind pick it earlier in the draft and give our other roles counter picks. And so because TSM strategies do that game after game after game, and they're making use of their like really strong bot lane to, you know, go down 20 CS and lose tower slowly over the course of 15 minutes instead of like in 7 minutes, like you see some teams lose it if they have a super losing lane. People like actually think Mythy and Jesper are bad or something, which cracks me up. But anyway, I think this might be the first winning bot lane that we drafted them in literally the last 10 or 15 games. Swain technically wins, but only at a specific point. Like, doesn't necessarily, isn't really very strong before pre-6, unless you, like, get a good trade or blow a summoner or something. Or, like, for example, in game 4, had a losing lane, but then I think Jonathan ganked bot at level 2 and blew a summoner, and then the lane is, like, automatically won. So then, of course, that went very well for them. So I don't think that happens in this game, though. Anyway, that was just a little rant about hilarious misappropriation of statistics. Let's take a look at their response. So they draft Ryze into the Zillion and Gragas as their jungler. And then that gives us a chance. Now we can counterpick top or counterpick jungle. And so we can put Camille top or jungle and then counterpick one of these roles, whichever one we want to counterpick the most. And I guess that Camille's fine into Gragas, and Sion is the best champ for this comp. So maybe especially because we don't have a tank in jungle and we don't have a tank support, so it makes sense to have like an initiation tank that can kind of go in with Camille, or that Camille that can sit in the fight and allow auto-attacking while Camille's looking for a way into the fight later in the game. So anyway, yeah, there's the draft. What do you guys think? Mythy's Morgana was clutch, says Jade. Jade says, I was really impressed with John's Camille gameplay. Glad he got a chance to carry. Okay. All right. I'm on 2x. think when I click, it advances the player. Yes, it does. Good. So I can use my normal YouTube commands here. All right. So here we are. We're in the game. A normal defensive spread, pretty typical for game fives of crucial playoff matches, where people are terrified to do something abnormal for fear that they might get countered. And, oh, we are red side. Exciting. Oh, so this is an even bigger advantage. It looks like Jonathan is starting on red in order to path downward, and Gragas is starting on red in order to path upwards. But that means that Mithy and Sven can be in the lane, which means they can get position on it, which means their winning lane is even harder winning because they're there first. So this just looks to be like, well, probably Camille wants to do this anyway, to be perfectly honest. So it's just like a nice bonus, because I think one of the most common starts is red Raptors, right? Or red red Krugs. It seems like a lot of people are doing that. So this is just like a nice bonus of drafting a winning lane on this side of the map here. Because look at Mithy's position, right? So if he lands this binding, or he holds it, or he walks a little closer, or like doesn't completely flub it here. Oh, I think he was trying to hit Trist. I think Cody Sun actually juked him out. All right, I thought he was trying to hit Alistair, but obviously he was trying to hit Trist there. Then he can zone them like fairly well from maybe. Cody gets that minion for sure in terms of XP, so from nothing. All right, and Camille goes red to Bot Crab. Gragas goes, oh, he's doing the red and double golems. So I liked how, by the way, did you see how they put this ward not in the dot bush? Let's go back to where it was placed. Okay, I'm going to watch Alistair. I'm going to try to watch when Alistair puts his ward. If it's really late. It could be like a super late ward. Yeah, it's going to be a super late ward. 1:20. Yep, 1:30 exactly. So it's not seen by us. But it catches Grig. He doesn't know it's there. And he goes from crabbed into the blue. Gragas goes in from double golems to the upper crab, which we see, it looks like, on our ward. Great. Think they saw that as well. Maybe not. Oh, super handy. Gragas AoEs down the raptors for him. One of the things that Camille is not very good at, so that was useful. I already have a 10 CS lead in bot lane. 3 minutes in. What the heck? Okay, alright, it's just a 8 CS lead. Got it. So, I already have an 8 CS lead in bot lane in literally a minute and 30 seconds. That's brutal. Okay, so Sion bases immediately on double cloth armor and TP's back top and is pushing the wave. I think Gragas has... What was Gragas' path after that? He went top to bot. So now they must know, since Camille saw Gragas, that Gragas has to clear his top camps and go bot. Because that's the most optimal path, right? He's not going to go raptors into his base. He doesn't have anything to buy yet, so he's going to go raptors over to his Gromp. Right over here, which means that then, of course, he's going to path downwards, clearing camps, and then Sion's really safe to TP back and push the wave out all the way. And GP is super happy about this, because he pulled the wave, so he has no idea where Camille is until he saw her there, maybe. And so he's really happy to have pulled the wave, and now he's going to use his TP, looks like. Unfortunately, he didn't get a tier. He didn't get to finish his item. He just got a mana crystal. Recharged his corruption potion. Okay, so here's Gragas. Let's watch him. He goes over the plant, through red, over the dragon pit wall, right around, no bot lane ward, into the tribush. Oh, super easy. Super easy. And I think Mithy got his black shield blown by a combo. This is really smart. Watch Aframu here. Let's see. Aframu sitting in the... Okay, and boom. Blows his black shield right there. When Gragas is on the way. So black shield's like a pretty long cooldown early on. So he doesn't have it right now. And dead. Really smart from Aframu. Sick timing. And he did that, by the way, before Gragas committed too far. So notice how he does it right here when Gragas is at red. So if he didn't get Morgana low enough, he could probably just call the playoff. He could probably just be like, don't even bother to come. And Gragas could just like go into mid instead. Aframu, that might have been accidental timing, but it worked out very well. Okay, now Gragas goes, scouts out the Camille, finds her. Tries to jump her a little bit. Does so successfully. Sorin looks like he's trying to come help out, but he can't. And they kind of know that the dragon is happening now, but everybody's chunked. And since Morgana died, this is kind of what they get. So, unfortunate side effect of Morgana dying. That's what Alistair does, by the way. This is exactly the whole idea behind Alistair, right? Is that you lose the lane and then you make a play instead for a kill. So if you get ganked or make a play and get a kill, then you get something from it. Otherwise, you just lose because you lose pressure and you lose. So I like to think of them as like playmaking lanes versus pressure lanes. So if you have a pressure lane, you have to like get the push, move first, take chip damage on the turret or use your pressure to get objectives and like vision in the jungle and play off of that. And if you have a playmaking lane, then you have to like not lose your turret too quickly and scale or and like set up for ganks. And then also, of course, try to playmake onto the opponent and duel them, fight them for your advantages. So it's a good way to think about like the difference between those. Obviously, there's nuances. Like there's lanes that actually can get the push if they fight all the time, and there's lanes that can't unless they fight all the time. Trist is one of those, for example. If Trist can just mindlessly push the wave and has good vision cover and can just mindlessly push always at the turret, then she has the push and she has the advantage in the lane and she can poke people under tower, etc., etc. But if she's losing, like, for example, if the opponent is Sivir, which I think was a popular pick in the EU LCS, or she can't get the push, or she has no vision, so she can't actually push out. Scary. Then she's the one who, like, can't really do much. Alright, so 8.5 minutes in. Gold is dead even. Which means we must be leading in CS somewhere. Top? Yeah, top lane looks like. So, that's because it's a GP, obviously. Top lane and mid lane, so that counteracts for the one kill in the first blood. And second blue. Handed off pretty much at the exact same time. Zilean's such a funny blue buff handoffer. Okay, here we go. Morgana is doing his job again, pushing the lane. Then they could go into river and get vision coverage, or they could stay in bot lane. So they choose to not go into river and get vision coverage because there's literally nothing to do there. There's just like... I mean, they could go mid and take the pink wards. Why don't they? I guess because Ryze and Gragas are sitting on them. So, and we don't have a Camille. So Gragas goes... Where does Gragas go? Can't actually see. Oh. He was sitting on behind the YouTube symbol. So he was on double golems. Then he goes through try. And Camille starts sneaking the Herald, because Gragas is playing super safe. And then they figure it out somehow. And they're like, maybe Zilean is giving it away here. He's like, I'm throwing bombs here to try to stop you from checking it out. Cyan. Okay, so Gragas goes for the crab. Camille has to give it because Camille bet on the blind Herald and therefore loses the crab because she can't stay around. Then Gragas goes for Wolves. Everything's playing out very standard.
Just lanes.
No level 2 gank. No summoners blown. Junglers are farming. They're pretty much dead even in CS and experience, looks like. Gragas has a little more experience. Just hit 6? No, 8 for sure. And Camille's 8 as well. So, oh, did they see him there? Oh, yeah, that ward. Oh, that was bad by Gragas, huh? He should have, like, gone only in the wall. Oops. This is something that's useful for people who are ganking lane. Always stick to the wall all the way through. You never know where the lane wards are. You just don't know. Alright, so Zilean somehow has the push now and is one wave up. Looks like now two waves up on Ryze. So I don't know what happened there, but seems to be winning the push here. Okay, so Ryze, here's Ryze. Ryze just came off the pink wards. Gragas has gone topside. Zilean is, looks like, Ryze went to the left to farm the raptors, kind of hovered by, took the vision plant. Zilean looks like he's fighting him when he walks into the lane a little bit, because he was positioned so, okay. They both push their waves, they both leave. Ryze goes back home. So I didn't actually see where he lost the 6CS, but could have been a while ago. Anyway, Zilean stays. Morgana misses an ulti there. They split up. Morgana goes into the river. Camille is nearby, so Alistar can't do anything. So Onda comes, jumps in mid. Oh, John misses his E. They know he's there. Look, Gragas put that ward there. So, oh, he's flashed for Z and missed it. That's why Ryu didn't die. Okay. So he misses E, and that's that. Oh, this is really good for Sion, though. Like, GP actually finished teleporting instead of canceling. So crazy good for Sion, because he actually gets the push on the next wave and damage on turret, and I guess TP out. Okay, that was hilarious. So, TP disadvantage. Here, there's no GP ulti. GP has no TP, even though it's a crappy TP anyway. And 100 Thieves immediately go from their mid play, and they're like, yay, no jungler, and they go immediately bot, thinking, numbers advantage. But they forget it's a 3v3, not a 2v3. So what they need to do here is bait the TP, if anything. So they should toe the line. But here's what they do. They go in. Onto a Morgana with Black Shield. So immediately, Kevin here is genius. I mean, not genius. What? Loyal to his teammates. Immediately starts TPing. Morgana hits their bind. Aphramud does not instantly ulti? What happened there? Interesting. Anyway. They hit the turret. That's good. They have been must have been losing that lane for a while. So Gragas must have had river control with Ryze ever since those pinks. Here, Gragas has a choke on bot all the way back here. So backed up to where Mithy resets, and Jesper comes back to lane, and Tristana has already reset and come back to lane with her power spike, which is BF sword. So that's kind of annoying and scary. Because Kai'Sa wins early, and then Tristana seems like wins from BF sword on in level 6. Maybe Morgana helps out a little bit, but here, look at Trist gets to tower and starts chunking it. And they just have to play safe, because look, Gragas is sitting here in the bush. And then looks like... I can't tell. It's a little chipped right now, not super chipped. But then, yeah. Gragas is there. Camille. Okay, Camille just showed up, so now they're relieving that. So now they should be able to take chip damage away from turret. Not worry about it. It's hard, though, because Triss can always just throw her E on the turret every single wave. And Camille is playing in mid there, So she can't really gank bot. Maybe she should have. But then, okay, yeah, Triss just kills the turret so fast, actually. This is only two or three waves of damage accrued so far. So she just literally kills it in one wave. One cannon wave. Look at that. One cannon wave. And the turret goes all the way down with Triss. That's crazy. From like 80% full. And then they take dragon, which seems to be fine, but not super smart, because they lose lots of pressure for this. Kai'Sa gets to push out this wave and base, if she wants. Let's see what happens. Yeah, so Kai'Sa's already back in base, has already pushed that wave, and leaves to go to Herald. Camille starts Herald. And Rai soloed blue. Nope, Kragas is here. I lied. So then it's five in position first at the right time. And Trist is just coming. So, free Herald. And then why did we lose the fight here? Looks like somebody died fast. Camille? Died to Alistar combo or GP or what? Oh, everything. It's hard to turn on this. Like, I feel like if you turn onto a single target... Well, first of all, Camille is the turner here. And she's dead. But there's still Morgana ulti. Yeah, anyway, they just want to get out with the Herald buff, looks like. They need to farm bot, not fight right now. Mithy ultis and hourglasses, then gets Zillion Resurrection, then, yeah, lots of time wasted. I feel like Sion doesn't need to be there. Sion probably could have walked straight bot. I feel like Gragas is smart here. He's going straight to top wave. He's already pushing it, prepping it. He got the farm and the free experience and gets it turret on time. So, like, knew that she was already dead. When did he abandon the play? Right here. He ran straight top. He's like, oh, we got to pick. Go. Here, Sion should probably just be like, okay, I'm going to go bot and get this wave. You know? Instead, he, like, chills. Now leaves. So, yeah. Whoops. Oh, Kai'Sa goes bot anyway, so he just recalls and literally goes top. Because Harold's gone now, so... There's no point for him to go bot, so he goes back top. Gragas gets his reward, which is the double golems, and then gets a recall. GP recalls. Camille is fresh on the map. Kai'Sa is going for a recall from this play right here. And then pushing out two or three waves bot. Blah, blah, blah. Replay. Okay. 17 minutes in. Two dragons are taken. One of them should have been... TSMs, and the second one probably naturally would go to Echo Fox. 100 Thieves. Unless it was snowballed into. So I think that... No, probably should have been also TSMs, because we had pressure mid lane and 5-5 bot, depending on jungler. And I don't really know who wins the Camille plus the bot lane versus the Gragas plus the bot lane, but I would bet that Camille... definitely wins the mid lane with Gragas and Ryze versus Camille Zillion, so probably should have played through the mid lane and gotten pressure for both dragons. That was an epic fail. Anyway, got the Herald. That's good. So now it looks like 100 Thieves is putting their Tristana in mid lane with Alistar. The Ryze is going bottom. But going bottom through bid looks like smart grouping to try to take vision for himself before he goes to the bottom lane. And GP just got a roam timer from top. Now he's going back top. Okay, now TSM has grouped as a four here. So when did Kai'Sa abandon the bottom wave? A while ago. Oh, she recalled. She pushed it out and recalled, right. I remember that. It's another four. So we still have like literally 2 or 3 minutes before Baron is relevant or viable. Longer, probably, in this comp. Zillion is not a very good damage dealer to Baron. But Camille's decent. Sion's probably not taking enough to take it forever right now. So it'd be best done after a pick. Anyway. Deny all the vision here. It's all swept. And then... what do they do? And then Sion engages. How does Sion even get there? Okay, here Sion walks bottom. He pushes up, and instead of going to pressure the turret, he takes a counter roam to GP. So I actually like this kind of play where if your person pushes and roams, then comes back, you should roam to try to give back pressure. Because whenever, for example, GP moves here, then they get... So GP moves here, right? So GP's there, and Gragas is there, and their 2 men is there. So they get ownership of this wave. They don't know what GP is, except they know that he's moving to the play. So smart players will let 100 Thieves here clear the wave, and then they can go in the river, and they can take all this vision. So smart players like Hanser will clear the wave and then do a counter roam here, like this, where they group and allow for vision taking again. And, oh, by the way, Dragon's coming up in, like, a couple seconds, so... Here we go. He engages. And then somebody kills themselves. Looks like Camille kills himself. Go! Oh, almost got the Tristana. She jumped out. Black shield on Jonathan. Really cool. Instant flash from Jonathan, or from Grig. Instant knock up from Aframu. And then Grig dodges the rest of the damage, even from that Trist auto, by jumping onto Someday, which is really cool. Gets Zillion ulted. Gotta get out of that GP ulti. It's scary stuff. And then, what's his name? Sion, right. Kevin saves the team with his big axe. Whew, that was a close one. From Zillion. Or from whoever got low there. Who was that? Who was that? I can't zoom in. Is there somebody on the team I'm missing? Is that, oh, it's Kai'Sa. Okay, got it. Oh, I see. It was Jonathan. He actually got out alive, too. So nobody died. Kai'Sa got low. And they get the free mountain. That sucks. 2 mountains is brutal. That's such good Baron damage. If they get Baron now, they win the game. With the turret taking power that they have, it's crazy. Terrifying, actually. One mistake means insta-Baron, and one mistake with Baron means insta-game with 2 mountains. Just so, so high pressure. Okay, so looks like, because they took Dragon, TSM did the smart thing and deployed out on the map topside and got pressure before 100 Thieves could reset. And then Sion gets a roam timer from bot because he also pushed out bot, and now GP is returning the push, but Sion's already mid lane. And here he goes. Here, oh look, Ryze goes top on this wave. That frees up everybody for a mid lane play. Wow, Zillion is so annoying. Just perma stun, perma CC, perma slow. Like, how does Alistar even play this game? Alistar walks up. Zillion slows him. He's like, okay, do I ulti or die? He's like, I guess I'll ulti. Then he's useless. Then 15 seconds later, he tries to walk up again, and Zillion's slow. And then he's like, I guess I just go in, because I can't do anything else, because I'm Alistar. Yay! So, this has got to be frustrating. It's like just as painful as playing against. Okay. This looks like a TSM comeback play. Oh, there they are. Ah! That was the case tonight? Like the finals, or what? Anyway, interested about this. So, Sion is going straight out. Is GP already here? Where's GP? GP is going to TP to the play. So, Sion pushed. Pushed here. Yep, okay. So, Sion pushes one wave and recalls. TSM is trying to make sure that top lane can catch the wave and is looking for a stupid Ryze. Always look for a stupid Ryze. Don't look for a smart Ryze. So then they're like, okay, Kai'Sa can pull the wave herself. They walk down. Thank goodness Aframu shows himself so they can, like, escape. Otherwise, if they'd kept walking, they probably would have been in trouble. Sick ward from Alistar to do the combo, and then insta-response from Ryze. And from GP. Nice ulti. Let's see what happens. Jonathan dodges anything with his ulti? What did he dodge? He just tried to trap the Gragas. Wow, instantly dead. Gragas has full AP. Holy crap. Insane AP, actually. So 2 kills and 2 assists leading into this fight with 0 deaths. 137 CS. Sonya's already finished, and his AP jungle item. So he actually does hella damage. So he insta-kibbed Camille and Morgana, thanks to three other people hitting them. Bjergsen throws one bomb, and the smart person there dodges out the other one, using the blast cone, looks like. Oh, no, no blast cone. Oh, it's Trist. Hopping. Got it. Oh, but dies somehow? Oh, just the bomb. That's it? Oh, and Kai'Sa's, like, over on the side. Auto-attacking like crazy. Always have the Kai'Sa. Sion doesn't ever die. Sion literally gets resurrected, and then he dies, and then he's gonna, like, keep fighting. Just throw more bombs on him. Oh my god. Gets the Gragas. I love this champ. It's so hilarious. So it ends up being, what, like a 2-for-2? Yeah, 2-for-2. And they start Baron, which is bizarre. TSM doesn't check, because this is the most insane thing ever. Would never, ever, ever do this. Can't even do it. Okay, Pink Ward checks. Great. Although that wasn't, I don't think that was even checking for Baron, because who in their right mind would think that they could do Baron right now? It's like, how many minutes into the game? Not even 25 minutes. Okay, actually, that's not too late. That's not too early. The 20-minute Baron is tough. The 24-minute Baron is not as tough. You're a bunch of levels higher. Got some more gears. No dragon for a while. So, just play off of making plays, looks like.
How does Haya get here?
Sorry. Using my brain intensely like this makes me tired. Also, we had scrimmages all day long today, so there's that. Okay, so Sion, they're just A-ramming mid. Both waves are halfway good, halfway bad, kind of decent-ish, not horrible on the other side. Nobody has to catch yet. There's dead center. Kevin's trying to get an initiation or a pick. Tries it again. He wants to get wave priority so we can take vision. So he clears the wave super aggressively on them because he's a tank. Then he finds pink ward. Okay. Is he going to go back bot? Is he going to get blue first? Is he just staying here to be safe? It's 26 minutes. Still want to lose Baron. And he has no TP. That's why. Okay, I got it. GP ulti and no TP. So if GP's here, he can't go in. And even if GP's bot, maybe with GP ulti, he would not want to go there. So he's just sitting here because he's like, I don't have TP. So I can't literally can't go bot. Sucks, huh? All right. Now, Ryze wants to initiate. You'd think they would just rely on their Alistar and their Gragas to look for picks here, but he ulties in. See what happens. Ooh, they're trying to catch Zilean. Luckily, Bjergsen flashes. Okay. 0-for-0. Not bad. And Kevin is already full health. That's so broken. Okay. So anyway, now they're in Baron, denying vision. Really typical Echo Fox play, or anybody play, but yeah, Echo Fox like to turn and wait. So, looks like there was a blue buff there on Baron, right? Now. Yes, we used it. Somebody used it. So they know they're not on it, so they know that they're trapping. 100%. Oh, yep, they even see them there. They're like, aha, they're in the bush. And here they go, on Sion. Morgana Black Shields herself, silly enough. Sion gets... Oof. Not so hot. Oh, so many missed bombs. Wow. Poor Sorin. And so, I love this part, because Jonathan gets a... Does he get a bomb on his head? He gets Zilean ulti. Go in, go in, go in! Probably. Is there a bomb? Yeah. Either there's a bomb, or it was an AoE. Or he threw a bomb later. But anyway, that was funny. The suicide bomb jump in and die. Yikes. Oh, that was super bad, though. Look at this catch we missed. Very suboptimal play. But, you know, it would be less optimal losing the game because you don't group. Even less optimal than missing waves of farm. Haha. All right. Oops, moving forward. So, reset for tempo. It's a stupid replay. And looks like they have plenty of pressure on the top lane. Kai'Sa had to go straight top and kill the wave, and then Sion did go straight bot and get the push, and so free dragon for 100 Thieves, and then the binding from heaven. Here comes. Everybody ready? Here's Morgana. Go, Mythi, go. Oh, Triss is hitting the wave, even though there's literally three people standing on top of him. But he's got jump and flash, so he's perfectly fine. Except, dun-dun-dun, he should have flashed. He buffered his jump. He should have flashed. So he jumps, and he's like, I'm safe. But this is TSM being super decisive. I love it. Sion ulties right down the mid lane, or walks, I'm not really sure. And then Jonathan just straight up goes. Instant ulti. Who's even in that fight? Oh, Sven went straight in. So he must have hit him on the knockup. Oh no, hit him with the binding? I don't know what knocked him up or CC'd him, but anyway. Jesper goes straight in. Greg goes straight in. Tristana is so dead. And Jesper is pretty safe here, looks like. Doesn't want to walk too far into the GPLT. Melts the Gragas. And cannot melt the Ryze. Take the crab and immediately start bam. So, Gragas is dead. This is either a turn on them and kill them, or take the Baron because you have smite and they don't. And looks like it's they have smite, they don't. So they're going to go. They should go straight on this wave. They shouldn't let it die. They should buff it up. 100 Thieves probably should have, instead of contesting, should have cleared that wave. They should be like, okay, Ryze, go immediately and clear top wave and Tristana base or run straight bot and push the waves out. Because otherwise, this is going to happen. 0k gold lead turns into 1,000,000 of gold immediately off of that wave. Okay. Now, Sion should, looks like Sion's pushing bottom and four people are mid, and Sion's killing a ward in Tribush, and four people are hugging closer to him off of the mid wave. And then everybody's rotating down to Sion's lane. 100 Thieves is grouped around mid. They have their GP there. Camille gets the mid wave and then comes. Now he's going back mid wave. And now 100 Thieves can take action. But TSM backed off. 100 Thieves go back to defend mid turret. And they 5 minute. Makes sense to me. So far, so good. Good Baron pressure and super good defense. 100 Thieves haven't made any mistakes here yet, looks like. They had opportunities, but they didn't necessarily make mistakes. Those aren't the same thing. Not taking opportunities that have risk and also not making mistakes. Looks like Camille's top now. 1-3-1. Maybe this is not the best setup, in my opinion. I don't know how you're going to get any turrets here. Actually, it doesn't look like Camille can auto-attack the turrets. I don't think Jesper can auto-attack the turrets at all in front of that. I don't think Sion can auto-attack the turrets. Okay, so they rotate down. I would like to see them rotate onto Camille's lane, take top lane turret, and Sion can ulti across the base if he wants to join, personally. Okay, and then Baron's over. So, they back up. Oh my gosh, it's already Elder? This game is so slow. No wonder I'm so exhausted. Just taking forever to review. Alright. Now, somehow 100 Thieves have priority here. Now this is weird to me. TSM is like 2k up and has a better comp. Maybe not a better comp, sorry. They have a comp that's just fine. It's not weaker, really, in any way. Just slightly different. They group 5 mid, and we know that one player is bot lane. Okay, so Sion tries to engage there. And then they go straight to Elder. Okay, so maybe actually this period of weakness was just temporary recovery. So here, Kaisa goes up and then backs off. Groups with Morgana. Camille is in the jungle. What happens here? Okay, everybody resets. Okay, yeah. So it's just like 100 Thieves gets to push out the waves close to their base, and then they group mid, and for some reason, TSM right here don't want to fight for it, so they just let 100 Thieves push it as they like, and take their Baron, or take the Dragon Vision. See how far back we're clearing that wave? Okay, now Sion's here, so they're just face-checking everything. Okay, so now it's fine. It wasn't really a lack of pressure, it was just patience. Just patience. To have everything set up. And here goes Sion. Woo! Right down the wave. Lots of damage. Right down mid lane. He's healing up. No ulti, though. Oh, gosh. Those bombs. So painful. Oof. Sven almost missed that. Oh, yes. GP decided not to reset. And boom. Thank goodness. Where Kaisa got the Elder? What in the world, Jonathan? Hello. Wait, back this up. What happened? Let's watch, everybody. 9,000? 8,000? 7,000? 6,000? 5,000? 4,000? 3? 2.5? It's a smite fight. Where's Onda? Yeah, it's going to be a smite fight. Wait, what happened? It looked like 800. $1.4K. $1.1K. Okay, 830 something. Jonathan smites it to, doesn't even say. Just dies to Kaisa. Looked like a combination of stuff. Anyway. Didn't look like it ever stopped at 1 HP, so that's decent. Okay, so then Anda's in the pit and dies. Hanser's frontlining, keeping everybody away. He stopwatches. Jesper missed that thing. They have Elder now. Somebody is zillion ultied. Then it wears off. Everybody looks like they want to catch waves. Yep. So, Heart Thieves tries to go top for a pick. Everybody takes the safe way. Bjergsen goes to catch wave. Sion goes to catch wave. Then they're probably going to reset and go straight to Baron. That would be my guess. So they reset and they go straight to Baron. 5-man. And start it. Now they should turn, right? Oh, Soren's missing his DPS here. So one thing that's really important to understand is when you have a player like Soren, you can draft Zilean because Zilean's damage is highly dependent on your skill. If you miss the bombs, you do zero damage. If you miss every bomb in a team fight, you're so useless. If you hit every bomb, you're super OP because the way they design the champion is they are able to put more power into the spell because it's harder to use. If it were a point-and-click ulti, or a point-and-click AoE stun with time-delayed damage, it wouldn't be as powerful. But because it's like travel distance and like not point and click, right? Like skill shot, and it's travel distance based, and you can see it, and you can like kind of dodge it, or like it can land on the ground, you can walk around it and just not do any damage at all. They can pack more power into the spell because it's harder to use. So then you can have a pro player who basically makes this skill shot like a point-and-click skill shot, and abuses it to the extreme, and you actually can draft that champion and use it and rely on it for consistent damage. Bjergsen probably has one of the highest levels of damage output for Lulu and Zilean compared to like almost anybody in the world. Maybe Faker has good Zilean. Good Lulu output. I've never seen a Zilean. I assume it's bad compared to Bjergsen's. Compared, I said. Jeez. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, that supportive champions in Bjergsen's hands do as much damage as typical mages because he's better. And so when you draft them, you get double the benefit. So he is here showing you why his zillion pick is so OP at this Baron, because he can simply zone the entire enemy team because he's so fed. And I think it's really silly to talk about how TSM fans would like prefer to see Bjergsen on carry so that he can carry the game, because lots of people play carries and lots of people practice carries, and the skill level of carries is like, because a lot of their abilities are point and click and because they have a lot of mobility, etc., they have to have weaknesses as well. Like, for example, Irelia is melee. So in the game versus C9 with Golden Glue and Svenin, game 4, like, Irelia goes down bot. Maybe this is the final game, actually. Could have been the final game, game 5. Goes down bot and loses a skirmish because she's a melee champ and not a ranged mage, right? So very unfortunate, but that's just the case. So that's how much power they have to pack into the champion based on her range. So anyway, a different zillion would do like next to no damage in these games, whereas a like world class number top 3 zillion in the world does as much or more, like way more damage than, or as much damage as a control mage, and then offers stuff like revive, right, or speed up or snare. So pretty sick, in my opinion. Very useful. I think you guys should go back and watch 2016 spring split playoffs with Lulu. Yeah, spring split leading into the playoffs in the playoffs with Lulu when Lulu was OP. And look at his skill side accuracy. Look at how much he hits Lulu's glitter lances across multiple members in a team from like different angles when he has picks somewhere. And you can see that like all he has to do is like miss that shot, because the other two are utility spells, right? So he has one damage spell. If he misses that spell, Lulu does zero damage. That's how terrifying these champions are to play. It's a huge drawback. If you miss a zillion spell, how much damage does zillion do? Zero damage. So you have to have like one of the best mid laners in the world to utilize these picks safely. And since you have one, you should use it, because then it like exponentially multiplies the power of the champ. Because the main drawback of the champ is removed. It's kind of like having one of the world's best bot lanes so that you can pick losing lanes and still win the game. Because you lose the lane and just lose it slowly and gradually, and then you have a insane team fighting support and an insane scaling AD carry, because your players are good enough to like not int it on these weak laning champions. Just go down a couple CS and lose a tower by 15 minutes and then be fine. It's an option of a style you can play. I'm not saying it's the best one. I'm saying that like you can only do that if you have really good players. Otherwise, you suck. Anyway, start Baron, turn. Hanzar goes in. Jonathan goes in. It's kind of like a front fight here. They don't really get anybody, looks like. And then Thieves get the mid wave. Probably they should just ignore the mid wave and go straight back to Baron. They do, because they have Dragon. So, oh, and they get it. All right. And then no GP ulti, so back off. Okay, so they're back off. And 100 Thieves want to take a turret and trade, which they do. Kai'Sa rushes top. Clears and bases. Sion goes straight out mid to get tempo. And they see GB bot. Boom! And Sion is setting up for bot side. It looks like 1, 3, and 1 again. Camille's bringing in top. Okay, so now here I would like to see everybody going top and Sion ulting through the base to engage. Let's see what happens. On the top wave is Zillion. So we have Zillion, Camille, trying to do damage to the turret, trying to shield We have two mid, no turret. Scion's bot protecting his little cannon, because we have two cannons on bot. Turret to half. Oh, Camille and Cillian got it, and then Jesper dies. What was that? Was that just a Q? It was an auto attack from Cody-san? No, who is that? On the Ryu. I think that was the bomb that was on him from Cody-san. So he has like less than 100 health here. Oh, it's Gragas and GP. Looks like the grass barrel hit him too, so. Oh! So support for AD carry. 4v4, but they have an AD carry, and we have a support, so. Anyway, looks like Camille's top. Wants to take in Hib. Then realizes it's not possible. Everybody resets. Nice play. Nice play from Cody-san to recognize that people were in a different lane. Zillion wasn't darn near our AD carry, so jump on him. Okay, so then 100 Thieves push up mid. And Scion is waiting bot to make sure that he can see people before he goes to the wave. Smart. And GP is towing the line as well. Also being careful. Goes and checks try. Chosen the wave again. Assumes everybody's in base. His assumption is correct. Then he groups. Look, he doesn't even finish that wave. He just instantly groups. What's Someday doing here? This is really interesting. Nothing's coming up. Maybe he's just terrified to push that wave, and it's like, you just need a group, dude. The only way we're going to win this is a team fight. But they won't even clear the one in top line. That's crazy. Isn't there one more auto attack on that? Okay, well now it's gone. Okay. So now everybody's just agreeing that, like, somebody's going to engage. And I guess that they have the... Maybe because they have a higher range AD carry. So we have to give the wave. Because we can't exchange damage onto their tank when their AD carry is hitting our tank. And our AD carry cannot hit their tank. Their tanks are terrifying. Scion's engage onto Tristana. Not only is Tristana can dodge it, but also it's like really projected, right? It's like... before the knock-up, or it's like turning into a car and running straight at him, right? Or a binding, which also same thing. Or Camille coming in, which you can kind of see. I guess you can't really, but it goes to the wall. She goes to the wall first, right? It's not like these big walls here to hop over. They have vision on both sides, too. Whereas, like, Gragas ulti can just be like, woo! And then GP can just, like, straight up channel the ulti on you. And Alistar can flash... although he doesn't have flash right now, so they should know that, but I think Ryze can even flash root, so it's a lot of scary instant engage. I think maybe that's why we're giving up the wave here, or maybe we're scared. Or anyway, 100 Thieves are playing this really aggressively and strong, so this is really smart from them. However they're getting this, they're choking out vision on both sides of the river and really playing up in their face there. And it looks like this is where Camille starts to go bot, and then it's like, no, we got to fight now. So she comes in, and this is the engage. Hanser goes. I'm going to slow it down. I think this might be the last fight. So he's a little deep, can't exchange damage yet onto the tank, so he's taking damage for free, but again, Scion advantage here. Okay, unfortunately gets knocked way into the back line. So now Sven can actually be zoned while they kill our tank, so that's super scary. Sven gets black shield because here comes the Gragas ulti. Boom. Does nothing to him. Yay. Mythy. Kevin manages to walk out. Still has flash. Resurrects from Zillion because Soren. Mid difference. Jesper is trying to auto-attack, but is mostly just hitting Someday, who unfortunately also has his thing. Guardian's Angel. Hulti's on to Soren to separate the tank. That didn't look like the best GP ulti. Could have maybe ultied on the choke here. Right on top of the Resurrecting Soren. Sion. And keeping Grig out. But, you know. Okay, so. They go on Hauntzer because GP's ulti is zoning. Very smart. Knock him up. Charging in. Ah! Flashes. 1 HP. Here it comes, guys. You ready? Koyasun's going to jump in, kill him, and jump back out. And win the game. Because Baron's up in 52 seconds. Well, that doesn't actually matter. Sion can still get there with TP, so... It's not even going to win the game. It's literally just going to get, like, maybe bot tier 2. Maybe. Because... Or maybe top tier 2, actually, looks like. Probably top tier 2. Because... And I say maybe because... Zilean can wave clear like a boss. But anyway. Here's the hero play that gets them nothing. If he kills Sion. Boom. Wow. Alright, this is a fun fight to watch, though. I feel like it's really funny. Entertaining to watch the end. Okay, so... Triss jumps in. Jonathan is ready. Instantly stuns him. Like, literally instantly. Maybe even predicted it. Instantly ults him. Jesper instantly goes off the stun. Look at Jesper. He's just like, it's the game! I think he has every single shield known to man on him right now. At least on our team. Too bad he didn't have a zillion bomb yet. Trist is insta-gibbed. Didn't even take a bomb. Oh, sad the bombs didn't stun there. Even though he threw two of them. There goes one explosion. Sven is resurrected. Did he die? No, he shot. He's hourglassed. This GP, or I want to watch the GP side of the fight. Okay, so, here comes Ryze ulti's GP into the back line. Someday, unfortunately, right onto a fully dead Hauntzer, who is now resurrecting and kills him. But then that just pops his GA, so he's happy. Someday flashes the bombs. Then... But Soren lands the bomb on the Sion, which hits Ryu. Then Soren flashes out. Jesper kills Ryu and dies to the GP barrel. Meanwhile, Grig and Mithy are, like, solo killing the support on the side of the fight. Grig switches targets, goes in the GP, who's the most dangerous. Soren gets another bomb on Grig, and it doesn't even matter. He's too fed. He's got, like, 4 items. And that's it. That's the game. Yay! Pretty basic play, I would say. This game is full of nothing special. Just not making mistakes that are going to cost you the whole game. Not doing anything super aggressive or scary on either side. And, just being trying to be like, this is game 5, don't screw it up kind of play. This is the kind of play you would see in a game 5. That's really important. Unless you have crazy teams that can actually pull it off. Like, pull off the fearless aggression, right? Like, teams that are super underdogs, where they're like, this is our first title ever, and we were never expected to win anything, and we're here, and we're crazy. And they do stuff. But it's really rare to see teams that have everything to lose kind of like... be super comfortable on stage like this when they want to win. Oh, I should probably put this back to full speed for you guys. Doom. And it's on. Game over. What do you guys think? Let me catch up on Twitch chat. Okay. So, for those of you who are on YouTube and you can't see this Twitch chat, I will read it out loud. For you, once I find where I was. Oh, you know what? There's too much. I'm just gonna have to say goodbye, YouTube. So, YouTube, thanks for tuning in. And I don't have the goodbye screen, looks like, anywhere. Yeah, so I'll just say goodbye from the corner here. Oh, I can go here. Yeah. Goodbye, YouTube. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to check out Twitch, twitch.tv/mindgamesweldon, for all of your League of Legends and sports psychology training needs. And my Patreon, patreon.com/mindgamesweldon, to support what it is that I'm doing here. You can also support on Twitch, of course, for the same thing, the $5 subscription, although on Patreon I think I get more of it than on Twitch, so that's why. And make sure to subscribe to this channel. Share it with anybody that you think would be interested in the analytics of what we covered. And I will see you next time.